This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time. Frankly, I appreciate the time that you guys give me every day. Because, you know, it's not just me being here yakking away. I'd have nothing to yak about if you guys weren't around. But you actually tune in and you listen. Right? I mean, think about it. You tune in, you pay attention, you give me time out of your life. So I just want you to know, I'm really appreciative of it. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email if you don't want to really talk or hear yourself talk. Send it to Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. And it comes to me, so I get to it eventually. Not that I don't care, but I get to it eventually. So, for clarity, because some of you don't respond till well after the show's over. Do I believe that the black community has had its undue, I don't even know how to put this so it makes sense, but basically, do I think they've had a time of it? Do I think they've been treated like crap over the decades? Yes. Do I think that they still, that this is 1950? No. And this isn't just Joe saying this. You know, unlike some of these people that you see on the TV and on the radio, I don't even know on media now. I guess you can't even call it radio anymore, but whatever. When you see them on there and you hear them on there, it's like they've got all the answers for you. They've done their studying. One of the things I pride myself in doing is I don't do that. I bring people on the show. You know, I bring people who've lived the nightmare. Sonia Schmidt being one of them. Right? Zoe Rachel being another one. These are all people I have relationships with, and it ain't because they're black and I need them to be on my show because I don't need them to be on my show. I love that they're on the show. Don't get me wrong. We get great information, and not just because they're black, we get great information because they're smart and good people. What I love a lot, though, is that what you get is you unmask Hollywood. You unmask the music world. You unmask all those things supposedly that these people are on your side with you. Hollywood's not on the side of the black person. You know, all I ever hear about, frankly, is how Hollywood, you know, it's open to everybody. Look at this, look at that. Well, it's not, because whenever the awards come across, they're always screaming for two things. Why don't blacks have more opportunities in Hollywood? I don't know. I'm not there. And how come women don't have more opportunities? I don't know. I'm not there either. You know what I'm saying? And this is the Me Too people. This is the people that put the little equal signs up on their you know, what are the icons on Facebook and that kind of stuff. And you have to sit there and say, you know, they're so disingenuous. They're living such a lie, just like they do when they do their parts in the movies and such. But somehow, we keep listening to them. Help me understand this. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm not, none of that. I want to understand. I can't. I mean, I can, but I can't. You won't let me. And what I mean by that is, if you think about it, when I say you won't let me, is that you can't lay it out in such a fashion, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but you can't lay it out in such a fashion that I can understand and grasp. When you say to me that all lives, the Me Too movement, all women should be heard and listened to, and yet Joe Biden has some woman come out against him, and she doesn't get a right to be listened to. Right? President Trump called the MS-13 gang people animals, terrible animal people, animals and terrible people, Nancy Pelosi says, well, you know, they're all God's children, and he's not very godly when he talks about people like that. Well, great, Nancy, feel bad for them, bring them into your backyard. Joe Biden says, you know, 15% of this country, they're bad people. What happened to Nancy? Was she in a coma? Oh, she was on her knees. That's right. She was on her knee in African attire, which I really love, because you talk about how to be more condescending or more, I didn't even know the real word to use. She never donned any of that, never put any of that stuff on for decades. All of a sudden, there's an uprising. How do I fit in? How do I make them think I'm for them? She not for you people. If you're a black Dem and you're listening to this, or you're going to listen to this later on, you know, they don't care about you. Where are they? Even the black leaders that you have in Baltimore, Chicago, and other places, where are they? What are they doing to protect your kids? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And somehow, they feed you that it's a Republican's fault. That's just classic. That's even better than perfect. I mean, it is classic. Let me know how you feel, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, when you go through this, when you think about this, and what needs to be done, we need to start taking a stand with empathy. I'll even put it that way. Now, as my friend Larry Elder says, if you're a teenage black today, or he uses a different term. If you're a black person and you're under the age of, I don't know, 40 or whatever, there's nothing in your life slave affected. For you to get reparations for slavery is almost a joke. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Really serious. Apparently, the riots have cured COVID. I don't know how, but it has. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I think I just appreciate so much your time that you're spending with us. The time you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You always should be part of it. You always should be shooting, at least. Bad choice of words, but you know what I mean. To be part of the solution. Otherwise, the only place you got to go is you're part of the problem. Really it. And I'm not picking, you know me, I'm not picking on anybody in particular. So I kind of touched on this the other day, earlier, but I never really finished the story. And you need to know about this. Chicago has seen, this last weekend, they've seen the deadliest day in 60 years. 18 murders in 24 hours. 18 black men died in 24 hours at the hands of other black men in almost every case. Where's the outrage? Where are the people there screaming and yelling on stopping the outrage? Because you remember, President Trump said, if you want troops to go in, if you want National Guard to go in and help clean up those streets, we'll give them to you. You decide. This is where he throws the left for a loop. He doesn't go over there and take over. That's not what he does. He goes in and he says, hey, I'll give you the, you're always screaming, I won't give you what you want. I'll give you the resources you need, you know, like a crack addict. I'm not going to give you the money because you'll spend it in the wrong places. But I'll give you the resources you need to shore down your streets. See, Obama, instead of screaming about how no one needs more than $3 million while he's buying a $15 million home, right, on the edge of the water where in a couple of years, I think 5 years or something like that, it's going to cover the house, because that's what everybody does. Everybody buys $14 million homes so they can be underwater in 6 years. Maybe it shows you his IQ, I don't know. He either believes it or he doesn't. The Chicago Sun-Times, who usually kind of hides this stuff, doesn't really beat it up. They reported that these numbers go back to 1961 being the highest. 18 deaths. On May 29th and 30th, there were 7 murders in the city with an international reputation for crime. The 25 murders on those 3 days made the most violent weekend in Chicago's modern history. 25 murders in 3 days. I missed that part of the original story. Wow! We've never seen anything like it at all, the crime lab said. The head of the department told a newspaper, I don't even know how to put it into context. It's beyond anything that we've ever seen before. You know why? Because you're lawless people. You won't stop it. You keep voting in people who don't care about you. They keep saying the reason you have these murders, the reason you have these violences is because you're black and you're in these communities that have no hope. Right? Because you don't have the ability to get yourself out of there. That's what they're saying. You'll never get out of there. You're black. You can't. This is like craziness. So instead of stop paying your teachers like crazy, you know, what do you hear? Chicago. Specifically, about every year they go on strike, don't they? Or every 2 years. How about we get the level of education up? We stop having one of the worst school districts in the country. Start paying those teachers when those kids start doing better. Clean up your streets. Get the personnel on the street you need to have. Stop the revolving door criminal justice system, you are in justice system. You know, the only one it works out for is the criminals. You're killing people on the street. How do you explain that? I'm curious. How do you explain that to your people? You know, I guess I'm not black, so I don't understand what it's like to be killed by another black guy in Chicago. I can't comment on it, right? The level of activity experienced over the last week has been unprecedented. Gee, I wonder why. I'm telling you, you're in these cities run by Democrats that refuse to do anything about the crime, it's going to do like it did in Ferguson. It's going to skyrocket. The level of activity experienced, if they're saying that it's been unprecedented, they don't remember the last time this has happened, it's bad. We can't decide the motive in these cases. They wanted to kill somebody. What's the motive? Or they were robbing somebody else and so just gotten away. The department is working to seek justice. You better move fast. You're not going to have the resources you need to figure it out soon because they're going to divert that. It's really funny. Where in Chicago? Can somebody from Chicago call me and explain this? Where are you going to divert your money? You're going to take it from the police departments? And let me see, you're going to send it to these social justice, I don't know, outlets or whatever you're going to come up with? Social justice community workers? What are you going to do? You're going to go to those communities and beg and plead and ask? that the thugs don't shoot each other in the street anymore? That'll work out well if you don't have a gun, won't it? And then what? They want to do the same thing, or trying to do a similar thing in San Francisco? Somebody was asking the question, is why would you send a cop to a domestic dispute with a gun? Well, we could send him without a gun, you know, but if you did a little homework, you would find out one of the most dangerous situations a cop is in is when he shows up at a domestic dispute. As many, if not more, of them get shot there as they do getting shot at a traffic stop. The things that should be fairly simple and easy for a cop to handle. And you want to kind of regulate their gun usage. You want to regulate when they can use force. I'm thinking, who are you people? You don't know anything about this stuff. Spend some time in the street with them. Then let's talk. How about that? On May 31st, Ksheni Bolden, an 18-year-old student at Western Illinois University, she's studying law enforcement and justice. She wanted to be a corrections officer. Listen, unless you're totally brain dead or you really care about helping people out, you become a corrections officer. So she's willing to go into jails and try to help these people get a better life, do better. Okay? I mean, think about what a great asset she would have been to the community. She was fatally shot during an argument in the Englewood neighborhood where she grew up. Among those paying tribute to Bolden on the WIU website was Rebecca Buchanan, an English professor who said, "Miss Bolden always had a smile on her face and a contagious laugh. Not only was she fun to have in class, she was dedicated to learning and to helping her community." Why don't we hear about these people? Where were these names? Why aren't they talking about them? No, the old white guy's got to talk about them. Because BLM, they don't care about them. We'll be back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John
Hunt. U.S. economy entered a recession at the end of February as the coronavirus struck the nation, according to a group of economists, ending the longest expansion on record. The economists said that the employment, income, and spending all peaked in February, then fell sharply after the viral outbreak shut down businesses across the country, marking the downturn after nearly 11 full years of economic growth. A committee with the National Bureau of Economic Research determines when a recession begins. It broadly defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. For that reason, NBER typically waits longer before making that determination. In the previous recession, the committee did not declare the economy was in recession until December 2008, a year after it actually had begun. But in this case, NBER said the collapse in employment and incomes was so steep that it had to make a determination more quickly. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Hey, Justin. It is definitely the same old song and dance, right? White man bad, everybody else okay. Well, actually, no, not anymore. Now it's even further than that. White man bad, black man good, everybody in the middle, eh, not so much. Everything that Martin Luther King Jr. fought for has been flushed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So glad you could join us. Appreciate your time with us. Appreciate the time you spend, you know, on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting, talking to those. We have two chat rooms going. Well, actually, I have one chat room going. It's up on the website. You can join them. You can watch live and discuss with some of the people who listen to the show on a regular basis. Or you can hop on Facebook. But listen, I don't want to send them any business, right? I mean, seriously. I don't want to send them any business. I got, the two main places that we put stuff up on is, well, one is Spreely and one is Parler. See, I started early with them. It's Parlay. So, Parler. And, you know, again, and we're looking at a new video outlet coming up soon. I told you, there's going to be a lot of changes coming up soon. We just got to get through some of the technical issues because I am tired of having our stuff pulled down. YouTube has done it. Facebook has done it. And now Vimeo has done it. So, I'm not waiting to get beat by them again. Ain't gonna happen. Anyway, we were talking about some of the 18 that died in Chicago in a 24-hour period. Actually, they had more than that. They had like 20-some-odd in 3 days die there. But an 18-year-old life snuffed out, okay? In the neighborhood that she wanted to help turn around, that she loved, that she grew up in. I don't see Sharpton or Jackson there. Right? And just amazing to me. Among those paying tribute to Bolden was her English professor. Just loved the girl. Another 18-year-old student was killed the same day. Police said Lazara Daniels, a student at DRW College, was also shot to death. Principal Tony Sutton broke the news of her death to Daniels' classmates in a social media post. He said her death was an incalculable loss for her family, one that will pain those who loved Lazaro for a long time. Angela Bronson, 36-year-old father, I'm sorry, Angelo, 36-year-old father of two young children, was gunned down in a drive-by shooting. Right? He was simply in Chicago for the weekend visiting family. They don't care who they kill. Collateral damage. You know, years ago, I think I told you guys, maybe I didn't. Years ago, when I had a computer company, and, you know, we were very successful at what we did. And I used to hire, I would hire people, others would look at me and go, you letting him work for you? You know, people get in situations when they're younger. They figure it out when they get older. You can't, you got to help people out at times. So this young man had worked for me once before, got involved in gangs and all kinds of other stuff. And then he came up to where I live in that area, looked me up, and asked me for a chance for a shot. And I gave it to him. Right? And frankly, he did a great job. He needed to get out of his area. He needed to get away from the inner city, away from where he grew up, away from all the crap that he had to deal with, and the influence of being pulled in. And I got to give him a lot of credit because he did it. He did it on his own. I didn't do it for him. He did it. So I used to be able to have pretty frank, you guys have gotten to know me over the time, I got to have pretty frank conversations with him. I said, look, what is it with your people in the inner city? And when I said your people, he knew some of you think you knew what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about black people. I was talking about the gangbangers because they're black, they're Hispanic, they're white. They're all in the inner city. It's bad. He said, the problem is the young kids. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, because I was asking him, I said, on these drive-bys, they don't care who they take down, old ladies, young kids. He says, they have no restraint. They don't understand. They have no honor. They have no, now, you know, a thief, a crook, a drug dealer having honor. It's a whole different animal. But he was saying they have no control of themselves. To them, it's raw money and power, period. So they don't really care. Take down a young girl, happen to shoot her through the wall while they're trying to get somebody else, that's too bad. Maybe she should have been sleeping in that room. That's their mindset. The old timers weren't like that. You know, the mafia has no honor either. Don't get me wrong here. But at one point, the mafia wouldn't sell, they wouldn't sell drugs to anybody. Because it was bad for business. It was bad. It ruined neighborhoods. It ruined people. It's not what they wanted to do. Right? They were into prostitution and gambling. Those were two things that didn't ruin anybody. I mean, think about it. So until you guys decide to clean up the inner city, until you decide to get the Sharpton, hold Sharpton, Jackson, Obama. They've been playing you people for decades and you don't care. And if all the young kids have to look forward to is gangbanging, what else are they going to do? You've got cities that are backing down from policing because they actually believe it's making it worse. Well, look what it's doing for Chicago should be your example. Chicago should be the thing that you look at on a regular basis. They just let them go in and out on a regular basis. Hey. They go to jail, they're out in minutes. Wow, that's worked out well for them, hasn't it? And now, just released tonight, which I think is perfect, the Chicago police, not Chicago, I'm sorry, I apologize, Seattle police, they're going to start pulling back, right, their presence in the East District. Now, the East District must be a high crime area. I don't know enough to know. After nearly 2 weeks of protesting, Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announced Monday afternoon that the department will decrease its presence around the East Precinct. Now, it's become a flashpoint between protesters and officers, and you know what? They ain't getting enough love to fight. Best said that there'll be less officers around the building. Some barricades will be removed to allow protesters to protest peacefully because, you know, they already do that. God bless. These people are interesting. There were over 25 officers injured during the protests in the wake of George Floyd's death. This is an exercise in trust and de-escalation, Beth said. We've heard from protesters, many on social media, many elected officials, that the intention to march in the buildings, the block would be safe, will not allow, they said, as she said, they won't allow violent actors to destroy the city facility. Because they've done such a good job in the past, right? As the Seattle Police Department works to decrease its presence amid the protesters, Beth was questioned by the officers' use of tear gas during Saturday evening protests. Well, why not? See, it's really funny. They all want peace. They want tranquility. So they're looking at the inmates to decide how that should happen. So the mayor has now decided that there will be a 30-day ban on officers using tear gas. Now, these guys have got to go a 24-hour period and such out with the cops. They should. They'd go running like, they'd be going crying like little babies, I'm sure, in no time at all. Beth defended the decision because she said the officers were in danger. Right, so tear gas makes them in more danger. I don't know how that works. We felt there was a little safety issue that we could deploy the tear gas, Beth said, based on what we were experiencing. We thought there was a life safety issue, particularly because of the rocks and the bottles being deployed. Right, because rocks and bottles will stop when we stop deploying the tear gas. Makes sense to me. These guys, it just never cease. Ever. Do they ever cease to amaze me? Or you, for that matter. That looks weird. Despite the decreased presence, Beth said, the officers will not abandon or leave these precincts entirely. Look it. If it takes 30 people to keep crime down, or to keep it level, or steady, and you get rid of 10, how does that level it off? How does that make less crime? I don't even have a college education. That doesn't make any sense. Not to me, anyway. Somebody needs to call and enlighten me. Show me to your host. God bless America. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning
trained population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Come on, baby. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Please, please get engaged, get involved, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. I say it all the time. Some of you are tired of hearing it, but I really want to get the point across that I don't want you out there, just don't just spew the party line. It really is an irritant when I hear some of the things you guys said. I know they're just being repeated over and over and over again. I think my next poll is going to be on the website. Some of you don't know it, but I put polls up there on a regular basis. And I think my next poll is going to be, has the riots helped or hurt President Trump? Right? As a matter of fact, I'll even go one step further. Has it helped or hurt the cause of BLM, what they're trying to do. Right? I'm just curious more than anything. I think it's hurt them more than helped them, but that's my personal opinion. I don't know that to be true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. Where the heck is the quote? Oh, there it is. Should we bow to BLM? Is the last. Hey, I just put it there plain, simple, raw form. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how people feel about it. And I'd love to see. I would love to. I shouldn't say it that way, but I really would. I would love to see where you're at with this. How many of your friends? If you talk to any of your friends about, some of you I know will say no or you won't, but if you talk to any of your friends about where we're at with this, are we out of control? Should we bow to BLM? 87% of the vote so far, 424 votes say no. 62 said, yeah, who are those 62? I want you to respond. Seriously, it's just amazing. All right, so I don't know what's happened. COVID's gone away, right? I mean, it almost seems like it because we're not a 24-hour cycle on the COVID. And now they're talking about opening up schools here in California. And what's going to take to get that done? The governor. He supposedly, a friend of mine told me, he's got 40... I think he's ordered 50,000 masks a month. If I get this wrong. I think it's 5 million masks a year for 5 years. That's what he's looking for a bid for. And hopefully he doesn't give it to China. Hopefully he doesn't do it. He doesn't get away with it. So I looked at a couple of websites for the COVID. Remember how they had that the list up as to how many people a day were getting the virus? How many were dying? How many were living? Yeah, it's gone. I wonder why that is. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. They're at it again, by the way. I mean, I'm just going to hit some of these crazy stories. Because I think we'll all enjoy this, right? God bless. I don't need to know that. Somebody just sent me a link to a story. It says Chris Cuomo caught naked in the background of his wife's yoga video. I'm not interested. All right? That's simple. Anyway, it looks like the Army is seriously considering renaming some of its military bases that were named after Confederate generals. You know, some of my friends have said, well, you know, Joe, it's a direct blow to the black community. And, you know, these people have slaves, or they fought to keep slavery, yada, 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 so they're going to go. All right. My first comment is they're part of our history. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're part of our history. Nobody's going to ask questions. And look at what's happening already. These kids that are protesting, these protests that are going on, and the comments that are being made show a total lack of and an ignorance to history. I don't care how you cut it. It is what it is. So what I'm saying to you is when they make these statements that they want to wipe certain things out, how are you ever going to discuss them? How are you ever going to talk about them? How are you ever going to make people understand and know why these things, why this military person was bad or what have you? And I want open dialogue. I don't want this stuff where you know, all of a sudden our kids think that the KKK was started by Republicans, the KKK was started by conservatives. U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy is open to renaming military bases who were originally named after Confederate generals. It's getting increased intention over the last few weeks based on the nationwide protest. Look, everything is getting scrutinized and bigger attention. When does that stop? I mean, look at if I don't know, I can't think of a name off the top of my head. But if you have the Sons of the Confederacy for slavery again, of course I'd have a problem with that. But, you know, what are you going to do now? You're going to close down the clubs, the women of Confederacy, of the Confederacy, whatever they were called? You're going to tell them they can't do that? In this country, they can't do that. I'm offended by Satanists, but got to have them. Right? They got a freedom of speech, don't they? Think about it. And yes, that is true. The KKK basically was the military arm of the Democrat Party. They don't want to admit to their history. It's really funny how they do that. They keep denouncing it. When they can't denounce it any longer, they blame it on us. It's got to be Republicans, right? Senior Army officials told somebody at Fox News on Monday that McCarthy did not plan to change the names of these bases unilaterally, but instead will seek bipartisan support to do so through the U.S. Army installations and all this. Going to go through all the forts, right? Confederate generals included Fort Benning in Georgia, Fort Bragg in North Carolina. But I started to talk about the history. How many of these young kids entering into the military and or around those bases? If you asked a group, and black or white kids, doesn't matter, but since we're talking about racism, let's ask a group of black kids. Do they know who General Bragg was? Or General Benning? And what their history was? Do you know who he was? We'll start there. If they don't know, how can they be offended by it? Now, they say that, you know, history, it's important. We have to come together. We have to have some sort of open discussion about race, said one official. We need to start understanding the feelings of the Army Secretary is open to. Listen, again, ask them who's offended by it. But don't just ask them, are you offended by this fort being named after a Confederate general? I wouldn't do that. I would ask, do you know who General Bragg was? What he did? How he got the name of the fort? I mean, you're going to have a fight like, if you keep going after everything that offends everybody, there isn't going to be much to enjoy. Look at, even the lunatic, the hardcore left-wing lunatic comedians, they don't want to put up with your tomfoolery, so they won't even go to colleges anymore. Now, I think it's wrong because I think it lets you guys win. I think they should shove it right in your face and no. We're going to be there Friday, and the beauty about the freedom of this country is you don't have to show up. You don't have to be there. That's the beauty. I'm good with that. I don't care if you are. I'm good with it. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We saw the same thing start to happen under Obama, but it was not just to have to do with the Confederacy, right? What we saw, I mean, it was about religion. Remember, the Bibles were being taken out of the hospitals. You couldn't use the name of Jesus in a prayer, even if it was the wish of the family at a cemetery. I mean, I can go on and on and on with this stuff. How'd that work out? Why was that allowed to happen? And I got you better tune in tomorrow because Brad Dacus is going to join us, and I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be shocked at what he's going to tell you they're trying to push through right now. If they get through what they're trying to get through in Congress and in the state of California, you as a religious person are going to have very little, if any, rights. How do you feel about that? If we don't start waking up and realizing that we have to fight for our rights, it's a problem. Again, write it down. You'll need it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless you guys for being with me. I know it's 3 hours of heaven, right? Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Get involved. Get engaged. Pull down the app. We're on Android and we're on, what's that other one, Apple. God bless you guys. Have a great, safe rest of the day.